Hello, and welcome to the CG Garage, Episode 2, a podcast brought to you by the Chaos Group. This podcast features Brady Harris. Brady Harris is a really good friend of mine. He's a singer, a songwriter, and a musician, and fantastic guy. And you may remember from the first podcast, we were actually trying to come up with a name for the podcast, which we did, which is called the CG Garage. And we wanted to make a jingle for it. So Brady was a perfect person to call on. But Brady doesn't know anything about CG, so it's mainly Daniel Buck and I trying to teach Brady some terms and seeing what he can do to try to make that into something that would work for a podcast. So it's basically us just hanging out and enjoying ourselves and talking about some stuff. And hopefully you'll enjoy it as much as we did. We got a lot more of these coming, so please download them and let us know what you think. Leave us your comments. All right, thank you.
Welcome to another CG Garage, where the Chaos Group talks. You'll know it's over when the last bucket drops. We're gonna fire off rays in high dynamic range. We know that ambient occlusion is passe. Global illumination won't lead you astray. And while image-based lighting is really swell, you need to make sure everything has Fresnel.
That's
so the Beatles played the Hollywood Bowl in 64 and 65. So they're in LA, obviously. And they had some party at this place in the Hollywood Hills, this house that they were renting out. And some news crew got as close as they could, and they were filming people as, you know, the Hollywood Hills. So it's like people would only get so close, and you kind of got to walk up the rest because it's.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the guests was Groucho Marx.
Perfect.
So he's walking up this little thing, and they're like, Groucho, what do you intend to do tonight? Or whatever, you know, if you've met the Beatles before, you know, are you going to have a good time? He goes, well, I intend to get drunk. I go, really? You go, yes. He just walks off. That's all he said.
Yes, get out of my way.
Yeah, he was just like, so matter of fact, I intend to get drunk. Yes.
I'd kind of like to see that.
I know, it's on YouTube. It's funny, it's Groucho Marx. You don't see him with the Beatles, but you see him going to the Beatles party. Now I got one of these things too. This is Craig. This is insane.
What is that?
I've had a flip phone until my birthday in June. I got this.
Somebody, I was unaware of that.
Somebody gave this to me, so I was like, oh my God. So,
stepping it up.
So, I had nothing to. It was just a very nice birthday gift.
Nice.
Perfect.
Same.
Is this the same one that you got a few years ago?
Oh, this. Yeah.
Like the first one you got, I remember. Is that the first one, or is that a new one?
That's smaller than the one that I remember you playing.
Yeah, this is. This was probably my second.
Okay.
No, my third.
Your third.
It's like a Hobbit guitar.
It's made out of recycled
bamboo.
Yeah, bamboo? It's some kind of recycled bamboo material, and I blame my friend Tom Callens. He sent me. He falls like. Musician's friend and stupid deal of the day. I didn't know what that was. But every day they.
It's called stupid deal.
Stupid deal of the day. Nice. It's like some stupidly low price for one day on select thing. It could be a cord that costs $1.
That
it could
you
be
probably don't
an $800
need.
$800 guitar. It could be like anything.
Wow.
And he goes, Brady, it's supposed to be a really good ukulele. And it was like less than half price for one day. And I was really into it. So I thought, well, okay, I'll get it. And it's really nice. So I have two decent ukuleles and one practice one. So,
what nice. Was special about the practice one?
Well, it cost $20.
Oh, it's your beater.
It's one I learned on. That was it, you know. And, you know, the intonation's not that good, but it was good enough to learn on.
Right.
You know? And then.
Was it weird to learn with four strings, or have you figured out? Because then, aren't the strings backwards or something?
They're in fifths, I think, but kind of like a violin.
Oh, okay.
But weirdly, some of the same chord formations work. Not all, but some work. From a guitar to a ukulele.
Oh, it depends
but
on
it produces a different chord.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So the formation's the same, but like this would be a D on a guitar.
Yeah.
But it produces a G on a ukulele.
I mean, you could tune it different, right?
Yeah. But I mean, the beauty of
it. With the classic tuning, that's what you get.
Yeah, like it's My Dog Has Fleas. That's the notes for My Dog Has Fleas. So that's traditional ukulele stuff.
So I did not know that.
That's true fact, not a made-up fact.
It's not a Brady fact.
The only one that's not tuned like that is the baritone ukulele, which is the bigger one. And that's tuned just like a guitar, except for the lowest two sounding strings. But I don't see the magic in any of that because it doesn't have this cool, like the voicings are just like guitar. So it sounds like you're playing a guitar.
Small guitar.
Like a guitar.
Like Lily's guitar. Lily's got a small guitar.
She does.
It's like a medium.
But that's a kind of like almost like a medium ukulele. Yeah.
Which is great, but it's just going to sound like a guitar. It's not going to sound, it's not going to have that charm of ukulele. Yep.
Do they all have the nylon strings like that? Or?
All the ones I've seen. But I mean, on YouTube now you see people like shredding on ukulele. And I don't really get that either. Yeah, like they're doing Eddie Van Halen on a ukulele. I mean, props,
Eruption,
to, their technique and all that stuff. But at that point, it's not really sounding like a ukulele to me anymore. It's like they're sounding like a guitar, like an electric guitar. Sort of. I mean, it's like an acoustic guitar, but it's like, I don't know, is a ukulele really meant to be handled like that? I don't know. It's cool. I mean,
can you smash it on the stage when you're done?
People are into it, man. Ukuleles blew up, and next thing you know, people are shredding the things. It's you know, not my cup of tea, but, you know, whatever. I'm probably just an old-fashioned traditionalist. So I've recorded with this one.
That's the one you've recorded some of the stuff you've done?
Uh-huh. This one and then the other sort of pro one. But this records really nicely.
Nice.
You just stick a mic up to it. That's it.
Uh-huh. But it's tough because when you play it, your hand is...
You're in the way. Yeah.
Yeah, your hand is actually covering the sound hole. So you do what you can. But you need a really nice...
You don't try to stick a little mic inside of there?
You could, but then you'd probably get so much...
Oh, yeah.
Because you're so much physical... Like your hand and palm and stuff, but
kind of like grabbing the mic.
All you need is a good
touching the mic,
Heil microphone. So you're endorsed by them, right? So we should say their name.
No, it was actually these were recommended to me by
paid for them.
David, who basically he's done a bunch of podcasts, and he was saying, "Well, if I was going to do a new podcast, I'd get these new Heil microphones, which are supposed to be really good for just picking up." Casual voices.
Was this come as a set of three, or you bought each one individually?
I bought each one individually.
Come as
but
a
they
set
came.
Of
they came with the stands and the cords and stuff. So, which was nice as a package. They tend to try to sell you a package. So.
Where'd you get them?
Amazon. Amazon Prime got here in 2 days with free shipping.
At least you didn't say B&H.
Yeah, I did not.
No, they're closed. It's a. Because we're trying to get all this camera gear.
That's right. Oh, they're closed. It's closed. It's closed, isn't it? It's Yom Kippur or something? Or...
I don't know.
Oh, so it wasn't through lack of trying. I had respect for a second. It's all just been shot
it's
down.
It's because lack of being open.
Yeah, right. All right, well. How much do they cost?
I think, like, with everything, they cost, like, $320, something like that.
$320 each, yeah?
Yeah.
That's cool.
They're not – I mean, they're good. They're really good. They sounded pretty good.
They didn't come out of his pocket.
They look good.
Yeah.
They look good.
Yeah. They really are better, like, the closer you get, and that's, you know, obviously what they're designed to do. So I don't know how close you feel comfortable.
I wonder how it's picking up.
I'm scared of microphones. A musician.
Musicians. You're a singer that's scared of microphones.
I don't know if I trust this one. No, it looks good.
I don't know much about microphones, but they only work from the top. They don't work from the side, I guess.
I was just looking to see if you could change its dynamic.
No.
Whatever you call it. That's cool. Not that you need to. It's good. It's so simple. That way you just like point it at somebody.
You point it.
Just point it. Done.
Yeah.
Don't worry about because other condensers, like you can switch if it's coming from the side or the top.
They have a weird pattern to it. Yeah, yeah.
Uh-huh.
How they pick up.
Cardioid.
I know just enough to be dangerous, and no more.
Well, I'm picking up the ukulele, which is good.
Right, you have cans on.
I have cans on. I'm the only one, sorry, because I only have one on this awesome PV mixer. I only have one headphone jack.
Oh, we can splice a couple together. Yeah. Daisy chain.
Basically what you this is basically the format of the podcast. It's just mostly just people chatting,
mm-hmm.
mostly joking around,
mm-hmm.
mostly doing this kind of stuff. And
nobody's going to listen to it.
No, it'll be us. Although we did have Gina listen to the first few minutes of the podcast and she couldn't stop cracking up because we were just being goofy.
Because it was just us.
Is it aimed at just normal V-Ray users and all that?
Or it's aimed at anyone in the CG community or really. And, you remember IRL, right? It was this crazy video, the video we did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was this basic.
It starred this guy as the heavy.
Yes, he was the heavy. But
very good heavy.
Yeah.
So confusing. Nicest guy you ever meet. It's like scary, scary villain on camera.
So
I don't normally carry a shotgun. I get scary when I have a shotgun.
You were scary anyways. Other without the shotgun, I'm telling you.
Yeah, exactly. So we've basically sort of formatted I'm trying to format the podcast in a way that's more casual, just chatting. And so the idea of when we were coming up was like, we need a jingle or something at the beginning. And I just wanted it to be kind of casual and fun. And in a similar vein as the video that we did, which, by the way, our last podcast was us talking about the behind the scenes of the video we did, the IRL video. So in the same idea is just throw out some random terms,
mm-hmm.
which we'll explain to you what those random terms are, just because it's funny to use high-tech jargon, nerdy mm-hmm. jargon, as in an outside context, like robbing a bank or a jingle or anything like mm-hmm. that.
Right.
So that's kind of the idea, is of having those things so that it becomes sort of these catchphrases. A lot of people, I don't remember from the video when I slam Lon into the ground and I yell at him about everything having Fresnel.
Right. Yeah.
That's actually become a big thing now in the industry. People are like, hey, everything has Fresnel. Like they like sort of know that, right? And there was a lecture at SIGGRAPH that happened this year, and uh-huh. Paul DeBevick was talking about it, and he was talking about how to make a proper skin shader and things of that nature. And uh-huh. he said, and as we all know from Chris Nichols, that everything should have Fresnel, so make sure to use Fresnel.
You got a nice little personal shout-out.
So yeah, those things are good. And so I kind of feel that, like with a jingle or something like that, we could throw out some of those types of terms that are funny and people will catch on to that as a thing. So that's kind of the idea.
Have you ever written a jingle before?
I have. Well, yeah. I mean, like theme songs for...
You wrote the theme song to Bear City.
To Bear City.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Sure. Nice.
If those of you if those of you who've ever watched Saturday Night Live and have ever seen the quick shorts of Bear City, in front of Bear City, Brady Harris here wrote the theme song to Bear City. And what does it basically say?
Right now.
Well, the lyrics are pretty simple.
It says, Bear City, Bear City.
Yeah, that pretty much covers the lyrics from top to bottom, plus the middle eight. Yep. It had to be about like 12 seconds long, and the main theme was, say Bear City in there, and Bear City. So I was like, okay. Can't add anything else? No, there's not really time for anything else. Okay, let's go. Keep it upbeat. Okay, copy.
Make sure you got Bear City in there.
That's right. And then... And then Tishon, who created who was a writer, head writer on SNL, created that series because it was a recurring short that they would show sometimes. It was a world was run by bears. And then he would tell me if people would come on and if they mentioned, he was trying to build up my ego. I need all the help I can get. If somebody mentioned the theme song and like he was like, who's that girl? God, all of her grandfather was a very famous actor. And Drew Barrymore.
Drew Barrymore. Yep.
Yeah. I was like, Drew Barrymore loves the theme. Gee, it's fucking awesome or whatever. Go ahead. Yeah. Really? She like, no, seriously, she mentioned, she goes, oh, Bear, she was singing it. It's great.
So Drew Barrymore was singing Bear City.
Yeah, so she doesn't know it, but she's a fan of some of my work. But
she doesn't know who you are, but she likes the theme song.
She likes the theme song to something I wrote and performed and, so then that...
Nice.
That was very comforting to a broke musician. So,
So the general idea that I have is that the way we're going to do the podcast, just like I'm not going to introduce anyone at the beginning of the podcast. I'm going to sort of do my own introduction at the beginning so that people just sort of walk into it like we've already done. And so I'll have the beginning part where I'll do the introduction. And that's what I was talking about, where whatever we have is an acoustic version where you either, whistle mm-hmm. or hum it along. Just and then that'll just be playing in the background as I do the intro. And then when the podcast starts, we'll go into the theme song, which will come will, you know, follow the same theme as the song. Mm-hmm. And then
it just gets louder, right?
It just gets louder, and we actually hear you singing the theme song as opposed to just humming it along.
Right.
And then as the podcast starts, we'll just have the back to the humming and theme song version as the podcast starts, and it'll just sort of fade out. And then, you know, we'll just go to conversation from there. So that's the idea.
Right on.
So
you're going to have to come here for every podcast. No.
Yeah, because that we only have one.
Okay, as long as you pay my day rate.
Yeah, we only have one mixer, so we kind of have to make it all work together, you know.
This is going to be tricky.
So, yeah, I don't know about how to pre-record. So I think
What are you recording on right now?
I am recording on Audition from Adobe.
Oh, okay.
Used to be Cool Edit.
Yeah.
Remember that?
That's what it was called?
It was called Cool
and
Edit.
Cool Edit and became Audit.
Yeah.
Audition.
They bought it.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I remember using
that. I didn't know anything.
That was a cool program.
So you always have to have the leg that's extending underneath the microphone.
Oh, okay. So it goes
Now I see why you're afraid of them. Mm-hmm. Kind of dangerous when you don't do that.
There. Now it won't fall.
No, awful.
And that works in the land of Grip Electric as well on set.
Well, that's right.
That real quick when you're setting C stands and stuff like that.
First time you get
shot. Brady used to be a Grip Electric, so I used to be on set a lot.
I was an electrician.
Electrician.
I was a poor grip. I rarely gripped, and I wasn't very good at it, and I didn't really like it. But my grip brothers would hook me up if I needed some work. But I was really an electrician.
Right.
And the crew I worked with, they do huge stuff now, so I was with the good.
I remember you telling the stories about being an electrician on Power Rangers.
Power Rangers? That was the early days.
Oh, my goodness.
And then that was like one of the first gigs ever, and that was shot way out in Valencia or something. So you had to like drive so far, and then they paid you like, you know, $60 or something. So
here's your lunch money.
Yeah, basically. You know, you're just hoping to meet other people that would get better work. And then I think when I was there, one of the actors on Power Rangers – was trying to hold out for more money or something like that because they were starting up a new season. I mean, they just fired him immediately. It's like, you wear a mask. I mean, it doesn't matter who's inside the thing. Nobody can see who you are.
You're not going to put Power Rangers on your resume.
Yeah, but it was just great, just that or the futility of it. Like, I'm worth more money. It's like, nobody can see who you are. You're a Power Ranger. They're not going to put somebody else the same size. It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't even matter if it's the same size.
It doesn't even matter if it's the same size. That's true. I did meet it was the same production company. I met Corey. God, I'm just like dropping my names, but Corey Feldman.
Corey.
And he was directing a really low budget. God, I'm just going off now. But he was super cool. And anyways, it has nothing. Well, only because the same place production company funded his little movie or whatever. He was just like really nice guy. So I know he looks weird and people say weird things about him, but he was super nice to work with. I don't know how good the movie was, but he was good to work for.
Nice.
Invited me to, you know, hang. Early salad days.
Salad days of Power Rangers.
That's what we do.
And then that led to the show with the twins on it. Sweet Valley High.
Sweet Valley High.
Say Power Rangers, and then zoom. Sweet Valley High. Look out!
We're gonna need a bigger boat.
Right. Actually, there were a lot of daylight between that, working on one and the other. As sad as that sounds, but it's good.
It's like a zoom park, and then like zoom again.
Yeah. A lot better.
Nice. So part of me is thinking, and I may be wrong on this, and so this is part of what I want to figure out, is do we want to actually try to construct like a song that all rhymes and makes sense like a normal theme song or single? Or the other idea I had was it sounds like we're making up the song as we're going along. So it's almost like we're – even though it will be a song, it's pretend like this –
sounds
throwing
like
out a bunch of stuff and
well,
it doesn't even have...
Offbeat is definitely good. Offbeat and weird is good.
Yeah. So a couple of... It's just to throw out a couple of ideas of things that we want to put into the song that I think would be good.
Sounds like I need to get my notebook out.
Yeah.
We need more beer.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
if you're going, I'll take one.
Yeah.
If you're going deep like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, bring out a brother up. Three or four of them so we can.
That's just for Chris. I just need like one at a time.
All right.
What is the podcast called?
Or does that well, I think we're calling it the CG Garage.
CG Garage.
Now, the thing about the word CG is obviously computer graphics is what most of people think of as CG. Mm-hmm. But it also happens to be the first letters of Chaos Group, which is the name of a company.
All right.
Okay. So this.
And then also Culver Garage, which is where you make it.
Right. That's true. That's true. I didn't think about that. So, and then the CG Garage is the podcast. And part of what we're doing here in the garage is we did something called Chaos Group Labs or CG Labs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of all this sort of different things that we do where you can see all this random equipment I have scattered across this room.
Is CG Labs the stuff that Alex does the underscore
yep.
for?
Yep. Alex has been doing some stuff for CG Labs for sure.
So the stuff I saw was definitely CG Labs. Thanks you.
Thank yeah, that he's that he's done? Yes. Uh-huh. Yes.
Last one was spectacular.
Yeah, and he's still doing a bunch of yeah, he did our demo reel. He did was really good. And he's doing another one. It was interesting. We went through this discussion where he's doing one for an AIA interview that we did, a roundtable, and he went very dark with the music because mm-hmm. it's kind of one of more the style he goes to. And I said, well, can you? I don't want it to be dark. I want it to be a little more cheery. And I try to think of a good way to describe it. And I mm-hmm. said, imagine sort of like a boutique hotel in Paris. Where you're hanging out in the lounge or in the lobby, and there's just some, you know, kind of cool, jazzy, you know, lounge music that you would hear. And he just exactly nailed it.
Yeah.
It was just perfect.
Kid's good, right?
Yeah, he's so good.
You still
good.
Play with him?
Well, he lives in the south of France now.
Oh, that's
he
right. Back
he lives in Nice, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I did play with him when I was there in March, February, March, and we played a ton of gigs together. But he moved back.
I forgot that he had moved over there.
He's so busy.
Do you do any remote recording with him?
Yeah, no.
So you're big into that, right?
Well, I mean, that's just out of necessity, but yeah, it's cool. It's cool to be able to do that, you know, send somebody a track and then they can lay down stuff. But, you know, he totally will be on, you know, projects of mine or whatever, but remotely. Yeah, like I just send him a track and he'll just lay down keys or do mixing or whatever. Do you see his Porsche? It's off topic, but.
He's got a Porsche?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know anything about cars. Like it looks like it looks like an old one.
Yeah.
I was gonna show you a picture.
You're gonna draw a picture of it.
No. I've got a picture of it, but it's silver. It looks really cool. It looks super old school. Or they're supposed to say Porsche, I guess. I was
Porsche, right? I don't know.
Corrected.
I'm not. I don't buy those types of cars, so I don't know the proper term.
Because you know he had Alkex Instruments, you know, where he makes apps, and then he makes the synthesizers and the MIDI controllers and all that stuff, and he hand makes them or whatever, and. You know, he always comes out with one and then another. And, you know, each one does okay. And then he acquired with that company in Germany and whatever. Now he's doing his own thing, Twisted Electrons. And his last one has just blown up. Yeah. It's like last time I talked to him, you know, I go, dude, where'd you get that Porsche? You know, he's like, he goes, that last synthesizer he came out with was I don't know if I'm off topic, but whatever.
No, it's good. It's good. I should mention that, you know, if anyone's listening, Alex is Alex Smith.
Alex Smith.
Who's an amazing, not only a musician, but he's also a
composer,
and he constructs synthesizers and different musical instruments. I mean, they're not even just synthesizers. There's
like
strange electronic equipment that is really cool. And what's the name of his site?
It's Twisted Electrons is his company.
Twisted Electrons. So people, if they want to go check it out, they
Google
can go
search.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then so he's actually composed. I've worked with him and he's a great guy. I've known him through Brady, and he's composed a bunch of the music that we've used for a bunch of the stuff we've done. So the Blur interview, he composed the music to that. He composed all the music for VRL. And then he did our 2014 VFX demo reel. He did the music for that as well. So he's done a bunch of our stuff. And so I just go out there and I give him a video with, like, I need some music for this. And I give him some kind of idea and he just comes back.
Bam! And, he can do so many different things. He's just got a great cinematic feel, like a natural cinematic feel.
Yeah. And he feels, he likes the idea of like composing to picture. I think that's one thing he really likes. So he really likes that's one of the things he wants to do.
For sure.
So, but and I've known him through Brady, and I've known Brady for many years. Brady's an incredible songwriter and a musician as well. So I wanted a Brady Harris original theme song for this, and possibly more stuff as we go along. But yeah, that's basically why we're here. So, and Brady also tends to play on different types of instruments, but one thing he's been doing recently, or how long? You've been playing the ukulele for a while now.
I have. It's scary now. Like since I got my first ukulele in 2003, so like 10 years.
Right. And so, and he's done a bunch of cover songs on ukuleles you can see on YouTube, which are really great. And I can put those links on the site if we post it up there. But they're really like the Blondie one. You did a Blondie one, and you did a Elton John one.
Elton John and Squeeze, and I don't know.
It's funny to hear those.
Oh, they're so great. Well, yeah. So I think those are really kind of cool to listen to.
The cool thing about the ukulele is that I always found that there are like I play a little bit of piano, and then sometimes if you want to transpose a song from piano to guitar. You can do it, and I play the right notes, but it doesn't sound quite the same because the voicings are different and stuff.
But a ukulele?
The groupings. But for some reason, a ukulele, I found songs that didn't work on guitar that were piano songs. They work great on ukulele. Like I found.
Oh, right, like the Elton John song.
Yeah, like anything by Elton John, I can play on that. You know that I know I can play on ukulele, and it sounds so charming. You know,
and I
could play the same thing on the guitar. It just doesn't sound as good. You know,
right.
There's something about the way the ukulele is set up and the voicings and the note selection, because there's only four notes at a time, and you know, you can't even do like that complicated of chords, but it seems to really work out. So that's why I do a lot of piano based stuff.
On the ukulele,
because it just sounds more natural. It just has this nice charm to it, you know.
Right.
Alex has a Porsche, but. Yes. But that's because his latest synthesizer thing has been selling a lot.
Nice, so but I like it. It's probably a classic Porsche.
It looks great.
Yeah,
I'll show it to you.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's cool.
You were going to tell me.
All right, so so CG Garage is phrases. The name. We decided on that for the podcast.
We decided on CG Garage.
CG Garage. So there's a couple other things we threw out there as ideas that we wanted to do there. One of the things that I actually really like is Lon. Had a sign-off that he thought we would do for the end of the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And just so you know, and it's actually this technology is probably starting to go away, but the way it used to be is that when you do the rendering, there was these little square, like you have your image, it shows a black image, and then as it would render, you would reveal more of the image.
I see, okay.
And the way that the image is done is that it has these little squares, and it would expose the image through these little squares.
Mm-hmm.
And
call them buckets.
And they're referred to as buckets.
Each square
is referred to as a bucket.
Uh-huh.
And what you don't have to know all this technology, but might as well since you're here. You're in the garage. Each bucket is actually run by a different processor or a different thread. So if your computer has multiple processors, and most of them have multiple cores on a processor. So the more buckets you have is more powerful your computer is because you can fill in the image quicker, right?
Okay, so just it renders quicker.
It renders, because you basically throw more buckets at the screen, right?
Okay.
But there's always like you're rendering, and there's always like one bucket that's like one complicated part of the image that hasn't finished rendering yet.
Oh, really?
You're waiting for that last bucket to drop.
Oh, okay.
So that's the idea is like, and then we sign off the podcast is like, and you know, we'll drop the last bucket.
When a bucket drops, it's done.
Yeah.
Right.
It's like,
drop the last bucket.
We'll wait, as an example, as part of the lyric, it's like, and you'll know it's over when the last bucket drops would be another good way to put it.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You're probably going to be singing about stuff that you have no idea mm-hmm. what it actually is.
That's no different than what I normally do.
So you know the podcast is over when the last bucket drops would be a good way to do it. As an example.
Right.
I should turn off my – or silence my phone.
As you silence yours, I'll show you
Oh.
There's Alex's Porsche.
Nice.
Can you tell what year that is or anything?
No, that's a pretty old one. Not old, that old.
No, I would guess either early 90s maybe. I don't know Porsches at all. But
it's a Boxster convertible, it looks like. Maybe not. Maybe it's a 912.
I would guess 90s.
Yeah. So but that's
not,
awesome.
Not very old. But
it looks classic.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah. That the kind of the cool thing that I noticed about Porsches, not being a Porsche person, is that they are very much recognizable throughout the years.
They haven't changed that much.
If you see a mid-90s Mustang, it does not look like a Mustang.
But if you see a Porsche,
it
could be a Porsche within a 25-year period or more, because it just all look the same.
Yeah,
They evolve very, very, very slowly.
Like Corvettes used to look cool, and then you see Corvettes now, and they don't look so cool to me, you know. Yeah. Or Ferraris used to look cool, and now they look like so garish, you know.
Yeah,
and then I see old Ferraris, they're like, whoa, they look cool. But I guess there was a
back
time.
Back then, people had something called class.
Yeah. Well, and there was a guy named Enzo, I guess, who had the
when you
Ferrari
had money, sometimes it came with class. Now that doesn't matter anymore.
Now it's a rarity. It kind of gets rid of class. It's like the anti-class.
It's a class exterminator. Okay, right.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So the actual phrase you say though is the bucket has dropped.
The bucket dropped. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. You're waiting for the last bucket to drop.
Right on.
So you know that it's over when the last bucket is dropped.
Yep. And we got to get Latin Supercube.
Do we have to get Latin? Because not many people are going to get, like, pretty much, I think, like, you and
Maybe we should.
You and I and Vlada will
don't,
get.
Don't write Latin Supercube down.
But I think we have to.
I already know what it means.
No. But because if you do, please tell me, because I actually – we used to use that all the time and we really didn't know what it was.
I know what it is, but I don't know what it
– Latin Supercube?
Yeah, it's a sampling system. Really, you don't need to know this.
Okay, good.
Okay. Yeah, so – and then the next – the one thing we should put in there, I think, is everything has Fresnel.
Yeah, might as well.
So everything has Fresnel. So just so you understand what that means –
indulge Chris and put that.
Well,
in
you know, having been an electrician, you know of a Fresnel light.
Yeah, it creates a hard shadow.
Right. Okay. But
it collimates the light.
Sorry.
But the reason it's called a Fresnel light is because it's got those weird
the concentric circles.
Circles, right?
And lights,
but so. what Fresnel actually is a we keep calling him Jacques Fresnel, but I forgot it. I think it's Jean-Paul Fresnel. I don't know.
Jean-Paul, Jacques, your families. We apologize for not getting it.
And it's as you know, it's pronounced Fresnel, but it's written Fresnel. Right.
Fresnel. Yes.
So, Fresnel. But it's actually the equation in which at which angle the light bounces off and then it gets absorbed. So what's the percentage of light that bounces off a surface versus being absorbed by a surface?
Okay, right.
And so the thing is that physically speaking, every object has a Fresnel property to it.
Sure.
That has a value to it, which is called the index of refraction. Mm-hmm. So no matter what, it has a reflectance value. And everything at a glancing angle on an object, everything needs
like looking at a table
flat,
you know,
it's way more reflective when you look at it at a glancing angle than you're looking at it flat, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the property of that Fresnel value. And a mirror is almost always reflected, obviously, but even a mirror, when you look at it straight on, it's slightly dimmer.
Yeah, if you're ever in a bathroom that has a mirror front and behind,
mm-hmm.
and you see the cascading effect and it gets dimmer or more green,
mm-hmm.
the deeper it goes.
That's because the light is actually dimmer. Reflective. It's not perfect. It's not 100% reflective.
Mm.
It degrades.
Degrades, right.
Yeah, yeah. So, and that's the Fresnel value. But if they're all at an angle, it would be more reflective.
Basically, everything has Fresnel.
So it was this the thing that the joke about it in the short is that basically I slam Lon's ground face in the ground and I said, you know, hey, you know, I don't care about fuck unbiased. If you want to make something to look real, make sure it has Fresnel. And so I press his face on the ground so he sees the glancing angle.
Oh, right.
that's the joke. So that's why everyone jokes about it, because everyone – that what tends to happen is people put their materials in there and they turn off Fresnel and they just mess with the reflectance, which is not physically accurate and doesn't look correct.
I think we're losing Brady.
No, that's all right.
I got it. No.
So basically, when I say everything has Fresnel,
no, I totally got it.
I have been known as...
And I didn't get the joke from the...
well, no. Yeah.
From the short, because I didn't know how it related. Of course, I know what Fresnel lights are, and I've set a thousand of them in movie sets and stuff, but I didn't understand how it related to the world of CGI and its context of the joke in the short that you guys made.
Which is
hilarious, actually. You're pushing some face. That's actually a pretty good joke. I just needed a lot of exposition to like.
Yeah, we kind of worked on it. I think it was between Dan Thrawn and us that we came up with that. But anyway, so everything has Fresnel. So we might want to throw that as like a fun educational fact.
Yep.
And they're like, oh, by the way, just remember everything has Fresnel because that's been kind of an ongoing joke. What other big things can we put out there that are funny about V-Ray?
Maybe something about minimum sampling rate or something.
Minimum sampling.
Up to minimum or something.
Yeah. Or anything about subsurface scattering.
That's a good one. Subsurface scattering.
I've got a lot of
good alliteration.
Yeah, you know? Subsurface scattering.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to use the term subsurface scattering, feel free to use it.
You have to just like throw it in there. Just. You're saying, even if you
can almost say like you can almost say I don't know what it means, but I like the word subsurface scattering. You could just throw it in there just as such.
Subsurface scattering. That's like good alliteration right there. Yeah. It's a tough one. That's good.
Yeah, subsurface scattering.
Rhyme that with something.
Yeah, just so people know, Brady doesn't know anything about CGI at all. Even though he hears me talk about it, he just kind of laughs at me most of the time.
That's right.
Yeah. So he's we're just throwing out terms to him, and he's just liking the way that it would possibly sound in a song.
What was the one that you had said?
Sampling rate.
Sampling rate. It doesn't quite – it's not quite as sexy.
Yeah, no.
What other ones we can use? BRDF.
BRDF?
BRDF. That's the – what other things that people like? What was hair shaders? And
I kind of wish Lon was here.
Blin. No, Blin. Blin's do that. That's a
Blin. Blin. Should have thought about this a little bit.
Well, I did.
I didn't.
I thought about that. I mean, think about it this way. We don't want it to be more than about like at about 20 seconds or so or 30 seconds.
Of the actual lyrics?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of the actual song. So we don't have a huge amount of time. It's just enough for, basically a small commercial. And then V-Ray, obviously, we want to try to use V-Ray in there.
Maybe throw linear in there.
Well, V-Ray, we should throw.
Does V stand for anything?
Yes, it does. The V stands for Vlado, who is the guy who wrote V-Ray.
Vladimir.
Vlado. He likes to be known as Vlado.
Technically.
Yeah.
And then Ray is not his partner.
No. Ray is for ray tracing.
That would be funny, though.
Ray is for ray tracing.
Ray tracing?
Yep. That's the kind of rendering engine we have. We have a ray tracing rendering engine. So it's Vlado Ray. V-Ray. There's actually a bunch of... Isn't there other POV Ray?
Yeah, there's POV Ray, however you want to say it.
Yeah. That's an old
Ray
tracer.
Yeah, I can't think of any others that actually... Oh, no, iRay.
iRay.
Ray in it.
Yeah.
There's a couple others that have the word Ray.
And it always stands for ray tracing.
Yes. Mental Ray was another ray tracer. Arnold is another ray tracer, but they don't use the word ray in it. But
there's tons of ray tracers.
Yeah, but V-Ray is, Vlado. Like, I always joke about it, like, Vlado is the V in V-Ray. I don't think he would like... Vlado is very, very humble.
I've met him.
You've met him, yes.
Yeah, that's right. You were playing at that event a couple years ago.
For So.
Yeah. And if any of you were at the 10th anniversary party that we had, Brady and the Brady Harris Band were playing at the 10th anniversary.
That was in Culver City.
It was in a garage too.
Yeah. Wasn't it?
It was at the Smog Shop. Yep. The cool place.
The Smog Shop. Yeah, that actually was fun.
And it was
fun.
In conjunction at the same time with Seagraph, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they, right? Yeah, that's when they came over, yeah.
Right on.
Yep.
That was awesome. That was a amazing party.
Yeah, get ray tracing in there or something like
that.
Yeah,
ray tracing is
important.
Firing
off rays or something.
Yeah. Fire. You got to fire off your rays or ray tracing, scatter rays. Dome light. Dome light would be good.
Dome light.
If you can. Dome. You don't have to use all of these at all. We're just sort of throwing out things that could possibly work. Dome light.
We don't know what we're doing.
Got to fire off your rays makes sense.
Yep.
Okay, and then what did you talk? Dome what?
Dome light.
I have one of those in my car, right?
D-O-M-E, yeah, like a dome light. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then image-based lighting or image-based lighting is one of them. Or IBL is IBL. Another. IBL.
That'd probably be easier to squeeze in there.
And then high dynamic range lighting or high dynamic range imaging or HDR. I think you have plenty of terms now.
You're going to need more paper.
Uh-huh. I got to run to the five and dime. We get some more. I just wanted to use that term. Nobody will know what it means on this podcast. The five and dime. What's he talking about?
Old school.
That's right. Is that where you pick up your charger for your iPad?
Yeah, right. The five and dime. That's super old school. That's old school even for me. The dime store. Then it became just the dime store.
Yeah, and
now the five got kicked to the...
For me, that would be the Dollar General. That's what
we had. Because as inflation went up, the nickel got kicked out, then the dime got scanned, and now it's just a dollar store now.
That's right.
That's actually different than a...
But, yeah.
A 99-cent store. 99 cents.
I love on the 99-cent store, because they have their own little trucks that go from store to store and deliver stuff or whatever, right. And it has their logo and everything on it. Actually says on the side of the door, it says... The driver carries only 99 cents. So stupid, but I love it.
99 cents.
He's probably only paid 99 cents. But it's so funny. What a great thing.
That is. I've seen that. That's
yeah. Isn't that great? Because you're used to the cabs. Oh, it carries no more than $20. It's only 99 cents.
It's like going there. Like one, two.
if you carjack this poor guy,
let's get a roll of pennies.
Not a complete roll.
No.
Yeah, exactly. Not a complete roll. Yeah.
Well, one roll is 50 cents, right? So it's got one roll is full, and then the other roll is just missing one penny.
Roll pennies, so I don't even know how many are in there.
Oh, is one roll 50 cents?
I guess so. I don't know. I assumed it was a dollar, but I guess not.
I guess it would
be like a hot dog.
Yeah, right.
That's a lot. That's be 100 pennies in there, right? Yeah.
All right. Isn't there a movement to do away with a penny?
There is. And in fact, they've gotten rid of it in Canada.
Do they?
Yep. They run it up or down.
Well, it was a U.S. penny. What's it doing up there anyway?
Yeah, I know. What are they doing with our fucking penny?
51st state. They're just trying to get in any way they can.
Yeah. America's hat.
All right. Exactly.
Alaska's tailgate party.
I didn't realize that there are parts of Canada that are south of Detroit.
Yes.
Did not realize
What? Really?
Yeah, Detroit.
So you can be in Detroit and you can go south from Detroit and directly into Canada.
I really don't know that.
Yep.
Isn't that bizarre? What are they doing
down there? Toronto.
What are they doing?
Toronto. Toronto is actually Toronto is like the Florida of.
It's like a peninsula. Canada,
right? It just kind of dips down into Toronto.
It's a peninsula. Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Oh wow, that's funny.
Yep.
I learn stuff every time we do this.
See, there you go.
Great.
That's why.
I'm just making this stuff up. It's not true. I just make it.
And we may completely be wrong. And if there's
it's true. No, I've heard that. Yeah. I've never been to Detroit, but I heard that you can go south from Detroit
and go into Canada.
So you don't know if you're lying.
I don't know anything anymore. I've given up all certainty. I'm just going with the flow, man.
There you go.
But I know about sampling rates and subsurface scattering.
You can add that to your repertoire.
Yeah.
That's right. Makes for great.
Don't use that in social encounters, by the way. It doesn't work.
Oh, you know what you can also do?
Depends on the company.
Here's what you can also put out there, because this is something that I say in the short as well, that is one of my pet peeves. You can say ambient occlusion is bullshit. Ambient. Occlusion.
Do you have a spelling on occlusion? Just
it's
for
like
fun?
Inclusion, O-C-C. But with an O. O C C.
Uh huh.
L U.
That's all I got.
S I O N.
Yeah. Occlusion is bullshit.
commonly abbreviated A O.
Yeah, but most people A-O. Say ambient occlusion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I say A O.
A O.
A O. Because it's fun to say.
You put your AO pass in there. AO!
Occlusion.
Yep.
Hell is occlusion.
Occlusion is the inverse of inclusion. So what's not in something.
Oh, I see. Oh, okay.
So that's if you simple. Include something or you occlude something.
Mm.
And it's bullshit. That's all you need to know. That's bullshit. All you
that's
need
the most
know.
Important part.
Okay. So that, yeah, and in the short, it's like, you know, global illumination. That's another good one. Could throw that in there. Okay, so the point in the song as an example is global illumination is good, ambient occlusion is bad.
All right. And don't cross the streams.
Really?
No.
Is that not true?
No, but you say that, but we've just talked about ray tracing shooting rays, so don't cross the streams would make sense. You got to realize that, like, yeah.
Not everybody's seen Ghostbusters.
Really? Who hasn't seen Ghostbusters? And who is this person? it's a problem, Brady.
You know what?
Oh, you don't know how much grief I get from my band for not having seen all of Blues Brothers.
What?
Really?
I hate Illinois Nazis.
This is Mr. Reference guy right here.
Yes, he is.
Seriously, you haven't seen Blues Brothers?
Dude, I've seen probably every scene. I've never sat down and watched the movie. Do you know what I'm saying? But that's a problem for, like, my band. They're like, wait a minute. You mean you haven't seen, like, the whole thing? Like, no, I just – it's ubiquitous. You see so much of it everywhere.
Parts of
it's
it
like,
and here and there.
Here and there. But no, I've never actually sat down and watched the whole thing.
Right.
I mean, I have seen Spinal Tap, so at least
that's nice.
Well, that's
the reason why they haven't kicked me out yet, but yeah.
Yeah, that is a kicking out offense.
Yeah, it is. Yeah,
it'll be hard for them to kick you out of your – band. It is called the Brady Harris Band.
Come close. It's only three letters on the – well, actually two letters on the logo, so it's easy to change.
Yeah.
BHB. It could mean anything, really.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Or just change the BH to something else. But but yeah, there was saying stuff. I'm like, what? Oh, yeah, right, Blues Brothers. Okay, sure.
That's, I think Ghostbusters is on anything. Netflix. Do you have Netflix?
No. I have an iPhone, though, now. does this have Netflix?
I'm going to send you some DVDs.
Does this have Netflix?
You can get Netflix on there if you subscribe to Netflix, okay. Which you probably
so then
don't.
I could have it. How about that?
Yes.
I guess that's as close as we're going to get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could see Blues Brothers.
I could see it.
He yeah. could He could see.
You could see, yes.
Yes, see a lot of stuff.
That's good enough for me. I mean.
Yep.
It's possible.
All right, cool. So what do you think? Do you think is that too much that we're
– Well, I mean, it's better to have more to pull from than less.
Exactly. Well, what know? Else could we pull from?
I don't know if
– I mean, it looks like a lot for – I mean, what's going to amount to, like you said, probably 15 to 20-something seconds of
– Something about displacement or something?
Nah, we don't need to go to displacement. I think like GI – like the what do you have on there so far? And I'll tell you which one is good, like which you should put on there.
You'll know it's over when the last bucket drops.
Wait, yep, that's a good one.
Drop. Everything has Fresnel.
Yep, that's a good one.
Subsurface scattering.
Yeah, if you like that with the alliteration, that's good. Mm-hmm. It's not 100% necessary.
Sampling rate, just sort of in
maybe not. Medium-ish.
And then V-ray, we talked about just what it stands for, and the ray tracing. Dome light.
Dome light, sort of. Yeah, it's okay.
Image, yeah, I didn't like write anything next to it, I can tell it didn't get that much play. Image-based lighting, IBL.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a good one. All right. You put a star at the top of that report card. HDR, dynamic range. That's about the same as IBL.
Yes.
About the same level of coolness or whatever importance. And then ambient occlusion.
Ambient occlusion is,
And is more or the same? About the
It's about the same, yeah. Okay. And then the same thing, if that should go with global illumination.
Global illumination,
They should sort of tie together.
Right, okay.
Yeah. So that's good. That's some good stuff there. You know, and then the CG Garage.
Yeah, I got all that at the beginning.
So in terms of like general beat and feel to it, I'm thinking more like, you know, sort of like a dunk 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 dunk, like
just like that. Dunk dunk dunk.
Well, that kind of rhythm, I don't know, like how fast or slow to make it.
I don't know. I mean,
or something casual, or feel like, you know, you're
that's
just,
what you're here for.
Yeah. So I don't know exactly.
I was thinking something really slow and dirgy. I mean, something light, kind of upbeat. I mean,
yeah. So
it sounds like it's light and fun and yeah. light. Well, like you said, it's almost. It could sound almost ad libish.
Yeah, kind of funny. Yeah. So that probably means upbeat. Funny mm-hmm. probably means upbeat, huh?
The comedy, they always want upbeat. That's how it is. We're not doing a cool noir thing.
Yeah. So something like that. Yeah, that would be good.
Is this ever going to turn into a video cast?
We thought about it. mm-hmm. But I don't know how I'm going to fit enough people in here, and it's already hot as balls. So.
Yeah, I don't think we need any more.
You can film. You got a nice high key light here. Everybody looks all right. So, you know, that makes everybody look good, right? A nice high key light. So that's all you need. Right? You
just, yeah.
Right there. I
don't know. That's good. Yeah. So that just gives you an idea.
Yeah. And then if there's any examples of any songs that you have in mind, you know, send them to
for
me.
For style reference. Or
style
something.
Reference. Yeah. Or if there's any part of it that.
I don't even think we've thought about that yet.
I've thought about it.
I mean, it's
a
not necessary,
bit.
But it's just.
I mean, to be honest, I've been listening to some of your ukulele pieces, which is why I wanted to do it. So it's just. I kind of liked. Like, I was Benny and Jet. Uh-huh. And I really liked sort of the way that sort of had a feel to it. It was just kind of, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Don't get in trouble.
I think the rest of this should just be Brady playing.
There it is. Play us out, man.
Play us out.
Take us home.
Yeah. So that's. I think that's where I basically had a feeling about just something, just kind of. You know, kind of, it just feel very much like
light
and like you're tapping your toe and just kind of hanging out and listening to the thing, and it's like
thinking about ambient occlusion and stuff like that.
Yeah, and then that's the parody of it, right? Is like, yeah, you know, dun, 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 yeah. Putting in the ambient occlusion, da, 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 da.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. You can almost throw like, yeah, yeah, for like no reason. Or, you know, like, da, 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 yeah, wait for the last bucket to drop. Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Not like that, though.
Like that, but not like that.
I like it. Yeah. I like it.
So, yeah, that's basically the idea behind it for me.
Cool.
So you're going to San Francisco next week?
I am indeed.
What are you doing in San Francisco?
I am seeing a friend and doing a little bit of work. So
Nice. When's your next – you're doing another trade show soon?
Probably one in Silicon Valley in December.
Oh, okay.
But, they don't use me as much as they used to.
Right.
But –
that's good. But you've been doing a lot of gigs. You've been playing in Solvang and in the wine country,
Central Wine Country, San Ynez Valley.
Yep.
Yeah, Solvang. And then the full band's playing in Malibu.
Mm-hmm.
Week from Friday. And
do you, when you go to the wine country, do you play by yourself usually, or do you play with a band?
The wine country gigs are usually because they're usually in the tasting rooms or overlooking the vineyard.
Right.
More mellow, so it's usually just me on acoustic guitar and then John, my guitarist, on harmony vocal and electric guitar. So it's a duo.
Oh, nice.
It's not the full band.
Right. So a little bit like what you used to do with Alec when he would play on keyboards and stuff like that, but you'd play with another guitarist.
Exactly.
That's cool.
Yeah, more that style.
And do you have any albums that are coming out?
Well, oddly enough, working on a ukulele record.
Really? Nice. Yeah.
So,
and when do you feel that's going to come out soon?
We're probably 85% done with it. So I don't know. Hopefully in the dead of winter. This is a great time for ukulele records coming out.
Well, that's why I buy all my ukulele records. Yeah,
right. So the first time I was ever went to Hawaii, I went with Karen, mm-hmm. and we went to Kauai, and we stayed in this, you know, nice little hotel in Kauai, and it was like a right in the middle of December, so it was just kind of strange to be on the beach in Hawaii, you know, beautiful sun and beautiful weather, and guy on a ukulele singing, starting to feel a lot like Christmas.
Oh, really?
Ukulele. That's awesome. So it's just like, yeah, it's like, yeah, all right, I can do that. I can do that.
Oh, man.
Wow. I could spend Christmas over there.
Oh, yeah.
That's why you buy a ukulele album in the dead of winter.
Dead of winter.
That's right. Well, what's the Hawaiian Christmas song? There's a Hawaiian Christmas song.
I love Hawaii though. Greatest countries we ever took over.
It's something about how to say Merry Christmas in Hawaiian.
Mm.
And that's the Hawaiian Christmas song. I forgot the name of that song. It's really good.
Paliki something.
Paliki liki liki.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a Hawaiian Christmas song. It's awesome. That'd be good, Stacey.
I like it.
You can do that for your ukulele song.
How distinctive the Hawaiian language is. Hawaiian, because like I read why it's so distinctive. They only have like 17 letters or something.
Yeah,
It's all like L, M's, K's, A's, and O's or something, and yeah. H's. It's like
right. It's why it all sounds the same.
Yeah, but it's so like you can just tell. Oh, that looks Hawaiian, and it's because it doesn't have these letters that
doesn't have like an F or
it's
a P.
Yeah, P, Z's, yeah. Certain vowels just don't exist. So it's of course. So like you just narrow the range down and everything looks
basically, you know, sounds like uniform. If you go waka maka teka baka puka, it could be like Hawaiian, right? And in fact, what's the name of the fish, the big fish? And oh, Brady and my kids.
I have no idea.
My son is also named Brady. And my daughter, they know the name of the
We've
the
done Hawaiian DNA tests, though. Everything is
cool. That's cool.
They know the name of the Hawaiian fish from some, and it's some, you know.
Flounder? No. Oh, sorry, that's an F.
We've already excluded F from the thing.
Tuna. Yeah. Mm. All right. Well, so you have enough to go on, you feel?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any information from us?
Just more.
1, 2, 3, go.
1, 2, 3, go. No, more of those almonds, that's all.
Oh,
that's,
oh man, yeah, those wasabi.
The wasabi almonds? Oh, yeah, we can have. Goodness. Well, after we're done recording, we can head out into the garage and hang out and do that.
We can supply you with almonds.
I love it.
And,
take one more picture of you guys here.
Yeah. You have, for those of you who, you have a website, just in case people want to go.
BradyHarris.com.
BradyHarris.com. You guys go check it out. And he's got a bunch of albums. And some really great original work, and he's also got a cover album. Hold on, I got to do a selfie with Brady here.
I'm sorry. I mean, when you were going on about me, please keep going, keep going. Stop now.
How many of those did you take?
I took like 5.
Wow.
You have one of these, right?
Yeah.
No?
Not the iPhone, right?
No.
Yeah,
it's similar.
It's just easy just to get better shot, you know.
So what's your latest album that people can buy?
It is called NoHo Confidential.
Yeah.
Because the band is basically from North Hollywood, and that's the Brady Harris band. It's on iTunes and every other possible digital download site or physical site or BradyHarris.com. And it's a full band record, and it's like a maxi EP. You're too young to know what an EP is, but that's bigger than a single, but smaller than an album.
Yep.
So it's like 6 or 7 songs, and it's called Brady Harris Band, NoHo Confidential. And NoHo means North Hollywood.
Yeah, and don't you also have another EP that you did of French songs?
Oh, yeah, that came out. Actually, that came out after that. So that's actually more recent.
Yeah.
He makes so many of them, he can't even remember.
Yeah, I can keep track of this stuff. That's called, it's an all French record, and that's made with Alex.
Yes.
The guy who does all the underscore and all the cinematic stuff for your other podcasts.
Yeah.
Who we talked about is Porsche and all the instruments and the apps that he makes. So that's just Alex and I under my name, Brady Harris, and it's called Mectology, and it's also an EP, but it's all in French. It's like four originals and two or three covers or something like that. And
but I liked some of the songs is a song that you is one of your songs that you basically just translated into French, right?
Uh-huh.
So yeah.
Yep. So it's all French, and it's mostly. It's very mellow. It's just like acoustic guitar, piano, and a little bit of orchestration. There's like, it's very little, like there's no drums or anything. Yep. There's percussion, but it's very...
a cover of your own song.
Very mellow. French covers of my own songs, because I know you've been dying to hear that. So like, when is Brady going to make a French cover of his own songs?
So, on the ukulele.
Wait no longer. On the, there is ukulele on one of the tracks.
Brady's also a big Francophile as well. He loves French movies. And
that's true.
There was a time when both Brady and I and Pasquale would have a little time. We would actually do a little group together where we call it FFC, which is the French Film Club.
Oh, I forgot about the FFC.
Yeah, and God, we would get together and watch French movies because we all had a passion for French movies. Actually,
you
Daniel, you came to one.
I don't
one.
Have a passion for French movies, but
he just has a passion
like
for drinking
out,
beer
so.
And hanging out.
Yeah. Well, what movie did you watch with us? I don't remember.
It was a violent movie.
Oh.
That's all I remember.
It was about
the
yeah, it's a gangster movie. What was it called?
Yeah, the guy goes into
Merzine? No.
Mezrine.
That's what it was.
Mezrine. We watched Mezrine, and it was a two-part.
Into a prison and just starts gunning people down.
Yeah. It was
a
violent movie. Yeah. Well, yeah.
It was pretty good, though.
It was a good movie.
It was good, actually, yeah.
Mezrine.
That was the last FFC episode.
That was the last FFC, and that was
and
a while.
And it died
yeah.
a sad death after that.
Well, it's not dead.
But it can
it's
be resurrected.
It's on pause. Yeah.
It's taking a nap.
Yeah, there's no reason why we can't do an FFC at this point. Yeah, we can even do it freaking here. We got great stuff to do it here. We got beer and we got nice screens and a nice stereo. So we
could all cram in this little room.
No, not in this room, in the other room. But anyway, so yeah.
You're going to have a fun time editing this down if this turns into a podcast.
Well, that's the thing is I don't think I'm going to edit it down.
No, dude, this is raw.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be like this.
Whoops. 45 minutes. Settle in.
Yeah. The first one Daniel and I did when we're just testing things out, we pretty much drank a nice amount of whiskey and just had it out and chatted and tried different things and did it. And it's like, wow, 2 hours have passed. Have we recorded the whole time?
We didn't know it.
We had no idea. Yeah. 2 hours, and it was.
We're just messing around.
Can you tell how many people have listened or how long they listened?
We haven't put it on, and none of this has gone online yet.
Mm.
So it's going to go online
at
some point.
We're scared.
All right.
We're scared. And actually, to be honest, I want the theme song to be able to put it together, make it a little more.
I see.
More.
Oh, yeah. You want the first one to have the theme song.
Yeah.
And then
this
episodes
and
later then, we can talk about it.
Well, then, that's the thing, right? So then there's right, another podcast.
I think you need an intermission song, too.
An intermission song?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
Oh, so people. It's like, be this long. Like,
it's like
break,
if you have to go to the bathroom. Like,
have
an intermission song. This is a good
I do have to go to the bathroom. Yeah, so you need an intermission song. It's like, okay, you've been listening for 45 minutes. We're only one third of the way done.
Power
intermission music. So this is break number one. There's going to be two more. And we'll be done.
And we apologize.
That's a great idea.
Don't hate us, guys. Bye bye.
Well, it was interesting because there was. I was actually. Yeah, well. Well, it's not a bad idea.
Especially with songs.
So I listened to a lot of podcasts. I was listening to the Verge podcast, and they had done a bunch of yes, they did a bunch of research to figure out where people listen to their podcasts, right? So this is something that you should probably know. Most people listen to their podcasts
they drive to work, I bet.
On their
driving
to and from work or at work while they're working.
Instead of working
or while they're working. So they just put it on and they just do it while they're working. And so they used – The Verge used to do a video podcast, but they realized that most people can't actually watch them.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
if you're sitting there like committed to an hour of a bunch of guys talking – video is just not a right format.
Yeah, right. You need more visual.
You need more stuff. You mean your content. But if it's just a bunch of guys talking, you just put those headphones on and you're driving and it's very entertaining and works in that context because it's just basically this background conversation people have.
Yeah, just dropping in on.
So that's basically I'm gaming at. That's why I don't necessarily feel that we need to have a video podcast.
Audio too.
And then also.
You always just speed up the tape too. Just make the voice.
Yeah,
higher.
You could.
Make everybody sound like chipmunks. I always do.
But
that.
Now you can do that without doing that.
Plus yes,
the audio amazing. Looks that way.
Yes, they have that. And I think what they do is it just like slice out part of the sound.
It kind of works. It's insane.
It's like take the song just instead of just compressing it, you just slice it up.
You know what we got to do?
What's that?
We're going to do one of these where we auto-tune the whole thing.
That wouldn't get old.
That would be terrible.
That's a terrible idea. Get out of the room.
I like it.
Where the whole thing, we're singing the theme song, like, is this auto-tuned to sound like the theme song? For like an hour?
Yeah, I guess that's a horrible idea. Forget I said that.
I like it.
Edit that out.
Is Tishan still doing his baseball card theater?
They're online. I don't know if he's doing new ones or not, but
it's a very like it's actually because we have a huge audience. It's very, very international, but baseball card theater is very American.
Yeah, that's a surprise. super American sport.
Yeah, and all of his humor is like very much geared towards that sport.
Oh, so. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's pretty funny. But anyway, baseball card theater is a pretty funny
thing. Go Giants. They're playing right now. They might get in the World Series again.
Nice. All right. Well, let's let the last bucket drop, as they sing.
There it is.
And
this is where the music ramps in.
Yeah, there it is. The music ramps in. And then, yeah.
There we go.
Screw Indian. Let's get some GI in here. See, this is perfect. This is like exactly what I'm looking for.
You have to come to every one of these.
All right. So we'll stop this. And thanks for listening, guys.